Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 129. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Yes, we are.
Going good.
Yeah, it is.
It is going well.
It is going well.
That's an awesome night.
Medium rare.
Like the McRib?
sorry. So, creepies.
No, please. Don't.
We were just having a discussion before we started recording.
Oh.
Not a discussion. Debate.
Yeah, true. Our friend, Sean, here.
Yeah.
That's me. He likes the McDonald's McRib.
I do.
And I'm telling you, there's... And Nate and I don't. And I think Sean, a friend of ours, Jeff, and Jerry Pauly are the only three people in this world that like the McRib.
That's fair.
And I hope you're out there.
Just not my thing.
No. And I'd hate to know that our creepies are enjoying the McRib.
I would love for people to weigh in on this, but...
I know. I just don't...
Like I said, if it was available all the time, it probably would not have the same appeal. So
it's a seasonal guilty pleasure.
Kind of, yeah. Mm. Like peppermint ice cream.
It's a seasonal gut blaster, gross vomit.
It's something. The pickles. I'm telling you, the pickles,
pickles
get me every time.
Pickles, you know, I hate pickles too.
On barbecue.
No. And I hate pickles. I had a sandwich last night, Chick-fil-A. The Lord's
you gotta
chicken.
You've got to have pickles.
They
put the two, and those I'm like, the Lord's chicken. It doesn't. No pickles. You don't. So I pickles take them off, and Elijah, he snatches. He loves pickles.
We always order them.
I'm like, are you my son? Extra pickle.
Extra pickle.
Oh, I love the pickles.
Mayonnaise. Ooh, now we're talking.
You know what I like? The chicken club. The cheese on there. Got the bacon. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh yeah. No, McRib. That's a bad. That's a bad choice, Sean. Sean even goes
33%.
I like it. I kind
of 33% of us like it.
30,
a third of us like
that,
it.
That
me,
is a
I
low
like
number.
That,
well, no, I mean, I guess
that's a high number.
That's that works. One out of three. Two,
yeah, I'm saying I think that. Man, I would have said 18%. Maybe
I am probably standing by my lonesome on this. I'm sure.
Maybe a 19, but that's right. Yeah, two out of three. That's okay. Whatever. So I mean,
well, I want to know if there's one other creepy.
Why?
Out I just have
an idea. You know why they bring it back? Like every so often.
I don't know.
Because it's all the leftover stuff that they haven't sold
it's
yet.
Probably.
All right, we got enough.
clear the shelves. Pound them into these McRib patties,
cow hooves, and cow lips.
Nasty.
And
that is nasty.
I'm not even gonna say anything else. But
that
yeah,
is nasty. we were talking about Sean said something about or Nate. You said the grill marks, the fake grill marks. I'm like, they take a Sharpie and draw the lines on there. I'm not fooled.
I'm sure that's probably all true.
I have an idea now. So. From here on out, I'm going to make sure that anybody that wants to join the Facebook group...
Is that going to be one of the questions? Do you like McRib?
Yeah.
Do you like the Beatles?
No. Just, you know what? You can like the Beatles. McRib.
Oh, thank you.
That's where that's where we draw the line.
You're drawing a line in the sand?
Oof.
Jerry and I have a lot in common, and these are more and more odd things. But
and
yeah.
Jerry doesn't like Peeps, the marshmallow Peeps, where I love my Peeps. And he likes the McRib. Now, come on. Yeah, what kind of nonsense is that?
I can eat Peeps, but, yeah, it's not something I seek after.
We slit the packaging and let them dry, get hard. Oh, yeah. That's nice. It's coming up. Only about four more months. Three more months.
You're
three,
excited.
Three months.
I can tell.
Creepies, we have a special creeped out shout out.
Yeah, the COSO.
Yeah, the COSO. Right,
that's right.
Like, what is that called?
Like, what's
the
COSO?
Sean, I want to tell who the COSO is about.
I do.
Okay, thank
Emily is the host of Lights at Midnight podcast. Emily is a psychic medium, paranormal specialist, spiritual advisor, artist, and graphic designer. She will be working with us to design a new Mako merch design. She can be found on Instagram by searching The Fine Art Medium, and her website is... TheFineArtMedium.com. Give her a follow. Check out her podcast. Make sure you rate and review. And definitely make sure you check her artwork out. Reach out to her for any of the services she offers. Tell her the Mako Boys told you.
Thank you. So, Emily.
That sounded very stiff.
You like that? Or don't like that? No, you didn't like that? You want me to do it again?
No.
Emily is the host. Oh, sorry. Okay.
No. Emily, who she is, is a friend of Kevin, who is the host of Where the Weird Ones Are. Mm-hmm. And so she's done some designs for him for some merch. And so I reached out to her, I don't know, a week or two ago. And she's going to, do another, not change the logo, Creepies. We're keeping the logo.
Heather, don't scare right. Heather out
but
there.
We're going to have another merch design. So,
nice.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to tell you guys. No, maybe I did tell you guys.
I think you told us that.
Oh, dang it.
I don't know. Rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah. Well.
Wait, that was Care Bears.
Yeah. Yes, Care Bears.
Jinx.
That's what it was.
He finally got the Care Bears on.
Told you. I've been calling it for years.
No. Yes. She's, she's very talented. And I'm like, when I was listing all the things she does, I'm like, what a lazy. You know, just lazy. You know, she's only got
Gets up in the morning, it looks like, right?
Only eight things. Go check out her podcast and her artwork. And we communicate on Instagram. So
nice.
Yeah. So,
well, thank you, Emily.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. We're looking forward to what she comes up
with.
That's right. That's the coast. So now, Sean.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about?
This is your choice. So this
it is
a fantastic.
It is a great choice. Fantastic. It's the best.
It is the best. McRaven, House of Vicksburg, right?
Mississippi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mississippi. Hey, see, I got it.
Now, see, I put the I put the MS there.
You did.
And that's not Vicksburg Multiple Sclerosis. McRaven.
The Ole Miss.
You have a little foundation?
I do. Okay. The McRaven House was built in 1797, by Andrew Glass in a town called Walnut Hills, which is now Vicksburg, Mississippi. In the Civil War era, it was known as the Bob House, and it is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, like all these places, right? McRaven got its name from the street it is located on, which was formerly called McRaven Street, but is now Harrison Street. McRaven has been on the Mississippi Department of Archive and History's Historic Preservation List since January 8th, 1978. That's the year before I was born. Mm. It is also believed by many to be haunted and has been called, oh my gosh, you're never going to believe this, the most haunted house in all of Mississippi.
Well, what do you think about that?
Mississippi.
And I do believe... This is the first topic we've done from
Mississippi.
Yeah,
thanks.
Or multiple scrolls.
I like the Bob House.
The Bob House.
Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Very very interesting history about this place. So.
It's way down there in Mississippi. It's just in on the west side, on the Mississippi.
Yeah, and very old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I picked this. A lot. It's been featured on a lot of the popular shows. They do a lot of tours, investigations. Put this on the list, by the way, Sean, even before we get into it. Yeah, so it is considered, again. Now, this says to be one of the most haunted buildings. I'm saying it's the most haunted.
The most.
Yeah.
It's old.
Yeah, so they did a tour back just a little over two years ago. Let's see here. They are Josh Carter and Jacob Gallant toured the home after dark and hunted for ghosts. Says our gracious hosts, Jessica, Grace, and Michael showed us around the home, told us the history, and delved into the reasons why the home continues to frighten the locals. Says this is what we learned and found inside the historic home. JC says the most haunted house in Mississippi does, in fact, look haunted. Says it stands at the end of Vicksburg Street, miles away from the state's largest cemetery and mere feet away from train tracks. The house was built before Vicksburg, like you said, officially existed on a street once called McRaven. So it says that it, of course, is popular with the Civil War. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of that type of haunting and history. It was used as a field hospital. Yeah. Past owners die within its walls. Some of old age and some during childbirth. Others were dragged from the home's property and shot in the head.
Oh, man.
This being the fate of John Bob, what did you talk about? Whose murder was the first recorded act of violence by Union soldiers after the siege of Vicksburg.
Vicksburg. Oh, man.
Then it was left to his daughters. It was purchased by William Murray. Most of his family would live and die there, and the home was eventually left to his daughters, hermit daughters, Annie and Ella. So it's got a lot of history. A lot of people have owned it. And like I said, being in the South, being affiliated with the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So JC says, he say, you think when the walls begin shaking and a shrieking sound screams out while you're inside the walls of a haunted house at midnight, there would be reason to panic.
Yeah,
I would say this is simply the reality of McRaven House. And no, it's not because of the ghost. So anyway, that's where I'm going to leave off from that. I've got a little bit more to talk about, but if you guys have something to chime in with this place.
I think it's interesting because it was originally served as a way station for pioneers en route to Nashville, Tennessee, along the Natchez Trace to the Mississippi River. As it was first built, McRaven consisted of only a kitchen with one room above it. This part of the house is now known as the Pioneer section. So, I mean.
Yeah, Mr. Andrew Glass owned it during that time, and he would rob people.
Nice.
And then go back and hide out at the house with his loot. The hauntings at the house began after his surprising death.
Ooh.
And then the hauntings continued with the Howards. Sheriff Stephen Howard purchased the home in 1836 for himself and his pregnant wife. But in August of the same year, his wife, Mary Elizabeth, died, giving birth to the home's middle bedroom. Mm-hmm. She was only 15 years old.
Oh, gosh.
So many of Mary Elizabeth's personal belongings are still at the McRaven House to this day, including her wedding shawl. Visitors have reported strange activity and have even seen her apparition appear in various rooms of the house. She also has been known to play a few pranks on the living.
Oh, nice. A prankster.
Mm-hmm.
A prankster.
At least she's fun.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, opposite. Is it a lady in white? Would that be a lady in white? I don't know. Maybe. Possibly. Well, I was thinking because of the wedding dress, but I don't know. I don't know.
We've never seen a lady in white before.
Yeah.
Never talked about it?
No.
Is never.
We should have asked Jim Harold.
That's right. Right. Yeah, exactly. He's only had 1,000.
Jim, tell us about the lady in white story that you've got.
Yeah. A bazillion of them, right?
Yeah, he's probably like, we'll cut this interview off. Do you have something, Sean?
I do. Notable tour guests, you guys are going to love this. Among the thousands of visitors to McRaven since it has opened for tours in 1961 are Max Baer Jr. and Irene Ryan of the sitcom The Beverly Hillbillies. Baer was Jethro, and Irene is the grandma. And they toured the house in the mid-1960s, and an autographed photo of them are at the house. It hangs in the foyer. It says that in television, the McRaven House was featured on an episode of Ghost Adventures entitled Ghost of Vicksburg, McRaven Mansion, that aired as a special in 2018 on the Travel Channel. The team of paranormal investigators explored the home and its grounds, which was used as a Confederate campsite during the Civil War, which we talked about. They investigated reports of the aggressive ghost of Andrew Glass, a highwayman who was murdered by his jealous wife long ago.
Oh.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, he's a nasty ghost.
Yep.
Nasty ghost.
Nasty.
Hey, nasty.
And that's the glass guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So back to the investigation, this one specific one. It says the tour was composed of our guide, Michael, leading us to various rooms in the house and disposing of its history. The first and, in my opinion, most interesting room we entered during both halves of our McRaven experience was dubbed the Parlor Room. He says, my first observation upon entering the parlor room was the smell, and I was not alone. A fellow guest said, it smells like ghosts in here.
Hmm?
He said it was a prevailing theme to the room, which is the largest in the entire home. Others, Michael said, have sworn that the room smelt of fresh-cut flowers or rotting meat. It's kind of a contrast. Michael then told the story of how, while the sisters Annie and Ella owned McRaven, the parlor was once used as the staging area for the funeral of State Senator Harry Murray, with his body laying in the center of the room. The sisters had become such recluses at this point that they either did not care or did not know that Murray's body was never taken from their home, and he sat rotting in the parlor for days after the funeral.
Ugh.
The corpse of the senator would eventually bloat and decompose in the room, the scent still lingering to this day, or so the story says or goes. So that's kind of gross. That would be a bad smell. I'd rather have the fresh cut flowers than rotting meat and a bloating, decomposed body.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little interesting fact about Andrew Glass, the original owner. Mm-hmm. it was a two-room brick structure, which we've said before, with a bedroom above the kitchen. But this is the interesting fact. It was complete with a removable ladder to prevent would-be attackers from approaching while he slept inside the hideout.
Oh.
So he had a little clubhouse.
Interesting. Always wanted a clubhouse. Mm. Never got a clubhouse. I mean, I guess I made my own clubhouse.
Treehouse or a clubhouse or both?
Well, like a treehouse to make it as a clubhouse. Mm-hmm. If that, never mind. Yeah. It is. It's a really cool place. I mean, I like that. I've never been to Mississippi, by the way.
I've been through there. I've never really stopped there.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Have you, Nate? Have you, like, actually been to Mississippi?
Same thing. Driven through, but I don't think I've actually stopped anywhere there.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, actually, before our last summer vacation, we went to Florida. I was thinking that we were going to maybe try to go to Mississippi, somewhere different, but the kids overruled us. So, anyway, if we ever go, maybe I can check out some of these places. Because they do have a lot of places. I looked up Haunted Mississippi, a lot of places. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You got something, Sean?
It says, McRaven House is a time capsule crammed with the priceless heirlooms and mementos of every family who ever crossed its threshold. Time travel is possible here. Follow in the footsteps of each of the prior inhabitants. If you get lost, they will find you. That is super spooky. So they say it's like a Southern Gothic site to go to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would love to take a tour. Just from the pictures alone, I know we say that about a lot of these places, but it looks very Southern Gothic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's got that look.
The rocking chair in the front porch, and it just looks like when the sun goes down, like the ghost activity is you know, abounds.
Yeah, it's definitely got the Southern look, Southern charm. Southern
a lot of death, a lot of death surrounding it, and with the Civil War stuff, with the field hospital. It's just, yeah, it's pretty spooky.
Well, that's what we always say on a lot of these places when there's a lot of death. It's, you know, it's kind of
over 220 year plus, you know, history. Yeah, right. That's a lot of energy there.
Yeah, they say there's stories of cigar smoke and tapping on the glass, and the stories of cigar smoke and tapping on glass would not come to fruition on this night, but it does appear that Bob's just wanted some sleep. We went back to the pendulum with less effect, some movement, but not much in the way of big swings. The K2 meter in my hand hardly budged. But as the clock reached midnight, we went back down the stairs to meet back up with the other half of the group. The problem, they were seeing so much action, they did not want to leave their portion of the house. And that's kind of what it is. Like, we could go to these places where we've talked about, you might go multiple times and not have anything. Or if you're with a group, you know, like when we've gone to our places, like the Waverly, you know, maybe we experienced all kinds of stuff, but then the group, they might have not experienced it, or vice versa. He said, we set up a makeshift hunt in the hallway. Maybe we'd catch a glimpse of one of the young boys said to roam the house. So, yeah, there's kids in there. No such luck. We called out for them without a hint of spirits' presence in the hallway. But then again, he says, that we met up with the rest of the group who had much more luck on the other half of the home. Andrew Glass, who had been murdered by the estranged wife, and spooks of the women of the house with wandering hands. So they were, the other group was seeing a bunch of these apparitions. And it said, in the parlor, I noticed a man beside me holding what looked to be some sort of fancy camera. When the group began packing up to move the hunt upstairs, I leaned over and asked him what the contraption was. And it was a night vision camera. And he said he had never seen anything with it, but in fact, he had seen things that would make anyone believe. Uh-huh. So that's what we need. Nate, can you get on that? Get us a night vision cameras for our future investigations?
Oh, yeah, sure.
He probably has them somewhere in this house.
No. Have you ever used one? I have never used it.
No, I've never used one, no.
I think we need some.
Investment, right?
Yeah. They're probably not cheap, are they? Although we might get some used ones.
I think they are now.
Or maybe some used ones? Mm-hmm. Night vision?
I think you can get cheaper ones. If you want, like, you know, top notch or whatever. Well, yeah, we're still pricey. But
yeah, we're top notch.
Now we can say the funny that we'll go back into the show and future live on locations and live shows and night vision goggles. Add that to the script, not script.
Yeah, yeah. They said there's a lot of existence of ghosts or spirits in the McRaven. Mm-hmm. They said anything could be causing the motion sensors to go off, or they've got this pendulum that kind of is in the house, and it'll swing back and forth. It is next to train tracks, so they do throw that in there. Mm-hmm. That's why they were talking about earlier the rumbling and the shaking of the house that has nothing to do with ghosts. But they said when they did their investigation, there was a lot of ghostly footsteps walking down the hallway at night where nothing was there that they could see. It just talks about a lot of paranormal investigations have been conducted there, and a lot of unexplainable activity. So,
said you'd be hard pressed to find a Mississippi local who would argue against the fact that McRaven is the most haunted house in the state. Located in Vicksburg, Mississippi, formerly called Walnut Hills, the first section of the house was built by a highwayman named Andrew Glass. If you're unfamiliar with the term highwayman, it's basically a nicer way of saying robber. Glass made his living forcefully taking the money of unlucky travelers, and McRaven was his hideout. The two-room house was equipped with a removable ladder leading from the ground floor to the upper level where Glass slept, which would be pulled up at bedtime to guard against possible retaliation for his thievery. Mm. Over the years, ownership of the house changed hands many times, and it's obviously the construction. Now, there was a really cool video that I watched in a lot of these places. We've talked about, like, creepy doll rooms and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this has a doll, and the funny thing is nobody knows where the doll came from. Doesn't know. They said that it doesn't go back too far in history, so it's not like it's from like 17 or 1800s, but they said it probably goes back at least a few decades. Mm-hmm. But somebody's brought this doll into the house, and they said it just goes along with the spookiness of the house, because there's a lady that she's a retired teacher / administrator school, you know, and had a career in school. And she started doing tours, and she said that this doll changes rooms. They'll leave it in one place. It'll be somewhere else when they come back. They said the spookiest thing, and she said, you know, she hadn't been there very long when this happened, but she was giving a tour, and she loves, as being a teacher and all this stuff, she loves the history. So she's sitting there really getting into the history of this house, and like I said, she was new, so she was very, she said she was really excited to tell everybody. And she said this group, this girl that was there, just was looking kind of around and behind her. And this, nobody else in the group saw this, but this girl swears that doll, which was not standing up before, stood up while she was sitting there talking. Ooh. And just stared right at her.
Nice.
And they turned around, and sure enough, the doll was standing up, and they said that doll was not like that when they came right in the room. But the only one that actually saw her come up, or this doll come up, mm-hmm, was this girl, and she was petrified.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Hmm. And she said that was like a legitimate thing. And she's like, I hadn't even bear than that. But she said she's had experience after experience with this doll just showing up and doing weird things. And again, that nobody knows the history or understands where this doll comes from, but it's a famous part of the house.
Yeah, I wonder who
house
brought that. You know, like you're who just knows? A visitor or somebody that lived
I
there.
Would assume that doll just walked itself there and moved in. I don't know. It's like Chucky, you know. So, ooh, yeah. But can you imagine that doll? Yeah, we had that one that I posted about that guy sitting there, you know, like, you know, video and those girls talking about, you know, this isn't the real Annabelle or whatever. Oh, yeah. And as the doll's like slipping out of the cabinet and then like choking the guy, you know.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
No, it doesn't sound good. But that's how I picture her like getting there.
Yeah. Although I guess if it was, I mean, didn't attack you or anything. I mean, it'd just be awesome to kind of see. But then you're like, okay, where's this going to go? You know,
yeah. That was a great video. So yeah, it makes me want to go there. Yeah, I definitely add it to the list after that.
There's
kind of story.
One group of investigators, they wanted to communicate with Mary, mm-hmm, and they put a flashlight turned off on her bed. After about 20 minutes of waiting, there was a light. The flashlight, ever so slightly, shined a bit of light. Was that you, Mary? They asked. We called for another sign, and this time the flashlight kicked back on, shining brightly in the darkness. The light again disappeared, and each person in the room perked up. Another question, another quick flash. This is what everyone in the room had been waiting for, something, anything, to hint at the presence of a spirit. The questions persisted, but the flashlight did not. We wouldn't see another unexplained beam of light the rest of the evening.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think we've had any light. Like any experiences only, with any flashlights.
Yeah, the only electronic thing that I witnessed was with Erin at Waverly. She tried to use her, EVP or whatever, to get voices or whatnot. Mm. And when she turned it on, it sounded like a playground full of kids, and we're on the fourth floor.
I don't think we've heard that.
And it sounded like kids playing on a playground for like 10 seconds, and then it died.
Wow.
She is like, this thing had brand new batteries. There's no reason why it should have died.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not that. Yeah. Because we were there for a while, but no, it shouldn't have. That's crazy. I don't think we've heard that story, Nate.
Oh, you didn't? I thought I told you guys. Do you remember we were that? There.
Kind of. I
don't remember that.
Yeah, it's just one quick little thing that
I don't remember that at all.
Me, Erin, and her mom, I think, were just sort of hanging out in the hallway, mm-hmm. and she pulled it out. And
nice.
Yeah, it sounded like kids playing on a playground. You couldn't understand anything they're saying, just like yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
And then, doop, just turned off.
It's done. That's creepy. Yeah, the same investigation you're talking about, and I was doing earlier, it said that while in the room of Mary, who we're talking about, Mary Elizabeth Howard, a door on the piece of furniture closed by itself multiple times. Later in the night, one of the motion-sensing lights went off, even though no one was around.
Mm.
How about that?
That's creepy.
It is creepy. Yeah, it's a really cool place. 1797, so that's going back a ways.
The reviews, I know we cover reviews a lot of times, but they're all...
Are they good?
Positive? They're great, positive, yeah. I don't see any that are like, oh, this is terrible. And I mean, unless you get the occasional review like, well, it smells old. Well, it's old. It looks old. It is old, yep. You know, like... What do you want? But other than
finish
like,
the story.
Exactly right. Somebody's always going to complain about something. Yeah, but overall, the
200
reviews some
years old.
Yeah. The reviews are fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Actually, and usually I do, and I never looked at the reviews
because
always especially good. With like old places.
They good.
Just to, yeah, because you get the they've taken great care of this place, or this place is terrible. It needs to be shut down. Or, you know, but no, I never did. That's good. That's
I
good to hear.
Go see the doll. That's what
you want to see the doll.
I want to see.
Did they name the doll? Did you say?
No, I didn't see the name of the doll. I'm not sure exactly what the doll. Just creepy doll.
Okay,
Margo.
Margo.
Ergo,
is like on vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know Margo. Or
why is the floor wet, Todd?
I don't know Margo.
That's my wife's favorite line of the movie.
I work with a Margot, and she spells it Margot, and I always tease her like
Margot. Hey, Margot.
But I'll say
Margot.
I don't know Margot. And she actually has a shirt that says that.
Mm-hmm. That is great. That is great. Yeah, this place has a lot of history, mm-hmm. a lot of death, a lot of good and bad history. And for as old as it is, I'm not surprised. So, mm-hmm. You guys have anything else on mm-hmm. the McRaven?
No. Nope. But we got to get there.
I know, man. Yeah, I've never been to Mississippi. This would be a good reason.
That's right.
I'm going to tell my family mm-hmm. we're gonna go to Mississippi for our summer vacation, and then we're gonna go to the McRaven and plenty
Stop
of other
your
places.
Crying. That's what you're gonna be saying to him.
Oh right? Yeah, I'll give you something to cry about. I was like,
thought you're telling Todd.
I know. I wasn't crying yet, Nate.
I'm crying. You're crying.
Although, Nate, I'm going to turn it over to you. I could be crying after this. I don't mm-hmm. know. What do you got for us?
Well, it's time to go get some McRibs. All for Sean.
I'll eat them all. You know I will.
And that's a wrap.
I was gonna say, I'll start crying if I have to eat a McRib.
Yikes.
I am not doing that. Sean, they're all yours.
Thank you.
You know what? Real quick, maybe we should take a McRib to one of the haunted places and see if...
Even the ghosts don't want
activity.
Them. Yeah.
See him throw it against the wall.
Yeah. It'll float right out the window.
That's worse than ectoplasm, right?
The ghost will be like, hey, we have some standards here, okay? We're not just going to act
take
on
that
it.
Crap out of here.
That's right. Thank you,
poo-poo
Nate.
Platter.
Poo-poo. Again, thank you, Nate, and thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini number 129 in our discussion on the Southern Spook of the McRaven House of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.